news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
3 days ahead of the Nevada caucuses, 6 of the remaining 8 Democratic candidates still vying for the nomination faced off on the debate stage Wednesday night, with former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg making his debut. It was not a good night for the billionaire who bought his way into the debate, already spending close to $400 million of his own money to dominate the airwaves and get the DNC to change the qualifying rules. The veterans of the fight came out swinging, with the first question going to Bernie Sanders. Why are you a better candidate than Bloomberg to beat Trump? Bernie touted his record and beliefs before landing the first hit against Bloomberg over stop and frisk. The next question was asked of Bloomberg, who claimed Sanders has, quote, zero chance of beating Trump in the general. Funny, that's not what he said after the 2016 election.
There was a guy, Bernie Sanders, who would have beaten Donald Trump. The polls show he would have walked away with it.
There's always videotape. But anyway, the first major blow that landed on the billionaire came from a newly energized Elizabeth Warren, who eviscerated him on every front.
I'd like to talk about who we're running against. A billionaire who calls women fat broads and horse-faced lesbians. And no, I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about Mayor Bloomberg. Democrats are not going to win if we have a nominee who has a history of hiding his tax returns, of harassing women, and of supporting racist policies like redlining and stop and frisk. Look, I'll support whoever the Democratic nominee is, but understand this. Democrats take a huge risk if we just substitute one arrogant billionaire for another. This country has worked for the rich for a long time and left everyone else in the dirt. It is time to have a president who will be on the side of working families and be willing to get out there and fight for them. That is why I am in this race, and that is how I will beat Donald Trump.
As if that wasn't bad enough, Warren doubled down by citing new reports on Bloomberg's extensive use of NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, used to stop former employees from disclosing, well, anything.
We have a very few non-disclosure agreements.
How many is that?
None of them accuse me of doing anything other than maybe they didn't like a joke I told. And let me put.
The mayor has to stand on his record. And what we need to know is exactly what's lurking out there. He has gotten some number of women, dozens, who knows, to sign non-disclosure agreements, both for sexual harassment and for gender discrimination in the workplace. So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
There's agreements between two parties that wanted to keep it quiet, and that's up to them. They signed those agreements, and we'll live with it.
So wait, when you say it is up to, I just want to be clear. Some is how many? And when you say they signed them, and they wanted them, if they wish now to speak out and tell their side of the story about what it is they allege, that's now okay with you? You're releasing them on television tonight?
Senator, no.
Is that right?
Senator, the company and somebody else, in this case, a man or a woman, or could be more than that, they decided when they made an agreement that they wanted to keep it quiet for everybody's interest. They signed the agreements, and that's what we're going to live with.
Newly minted frontrunner Bernie Sanders also turned in another strong performance, drawing distinct parallels between himself and Bloomberg, especially after the former mayor used a Trumpian smear and called Bernie a communist.
Let's talk about democratic socialism, not communism, Mr. Bloomberg. That's a cheap shot. Let's talk about democratic. Let's talk about what goes on in countries like Denmark, where Pete correctly pointed out they have a much higher quality of life in many respects than we do. What are we talking about? We are living in many ways in a socialist society right now. Problem is, as Dr. Martin Luther King reminded us, we have socialism for the very rich, rugged individualism for the poor.
Wait a second.
Let me finish. When Donald Trump gets $800 million in tax breaks and subsidies to build luxury condominiums, that's socialism for the rich. Walmart, we have to subsidize Walmart's workers who are on Medicaid and food stamps because the wealthiest family in America pays starvation wages. That's socialism for the rich. I believe in democratic socialism working people, not billionaires. Health care for all, educational opportunity for all.
Senator, thank you. Mayor Bloomberg,
a government that works for all, not just
socialism.
Mr. Bloomberg.
What a wonderful country we have. The best known socialist in the country happens to be a millionaire with three houses. What I miss here.
As for the others, there's no love lost between Amy Klobuchar and Pete Buttigieg. And Joe Biden was there with a lot of word salad.
I'm the guy that put together $750 million to provide help for those Latin American countries that are the reason why people are leaving, because there's nothing for them to stay for. I've spent hours and hours and hours. And so you want to talk about experience in Washington. It's good to know with whom you're talking. It's good to know what they think. It's good to know what you think. And it's good to be able to have a relationship. That's what it's about.
Perhaps the most telling and incendiary question was the last one before closing statements, in which every candidate except Bernie Sanders admitted they'd be in favor of not allowing the voters to choose their nominee at the convention.
We are less than 2 weeks away from a national primary, and I want to ask all of you this simple question. There's a very good chance none of you are going to have enough delegates to the Democratic National Convention that clinches this nomination. Okay? If that happens, I want all of your opinions on this. Should the person with the most delegates at the end of this primary season be the nominee, even if they are short of a majority? Senator Sanders, I'm going to let you go last here because I know your view on this. So instead, I will start with you, Mayor Bloomberg.
Whatever the rules of the Democratic Party are, they should be followed. And if they have a process, which I believe they do,
I'm trying to do
so
this
that
yes,
everybody
to make it
else,
fast.
Everybody can
So you want the convention to work its will?
Yes.
Senator Warren.
But a convention working its will means that people have the delegates that are pledged to them, and they keep those delegates until
you come
to the convention.
All righty. Vice President Biden?
Play by the rules.
Yes or no? Leading person with the delegates, should they be the nominee or not?
No. Let the process work its way out.
Mayor Buttigieg?
Not necessarily. Not till there's
Senator Klobuchar?
Let the process work.
Senator Sanders?
Well, the process includes 500 superdelegates on the second ballot. So I think that the will of the people should prevail. Yes.
I'll have more debate coverage today on the Nicole Sandler Show at 5 p.m. Eastern here on the Progressive Voices Network, or available anytime after that to listen and download from NicoleSandler.com. In other news, the purging of Trump's perceived adversaries continues, with top Pentagon policy official John Rood resigning on Wednesday at the president's request. Rood was the guy who initially certified Ukraine's anti-corruption progress to clear the release of U.S. aid last year, and he expressed concerns when the money was frozen. He's just the latest of several administration officials connected to the impeachment process that Trump has pushed out since the Senate acquitted him. And in a related story, Donald Trump on Wednesday named one of his cronies, a guy with no intelligence experience or experience running an agency whatsoever, the current U.S. ambassador to Germany, Richard Grenell, to be the new acting director of national intelligence. The appointment puts one of Trump's most vocal defenders at the top of an intelligence community that Trump has demeaned over the course of his presidency. Now, the director of DNI oversees the nation's 17 intelligence agencies and advises the president and National Security Council. Joseph McGuire, a retired admiral, is now serving as acting director of national intelligence following last summer's resignation of Dan Coats. Since Grenell is already Senate confirmed as an ambassador, Trump can legally sidestep the Senate to keep him in that role for 210 days. A lawyer for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange told a London court on Wednesday that Donald Trump offered to pardon Assange if he'd say Russia had nothing to do with hacking Democrats' emails during the 2016 presidential campaign. Assange's attorneys then named former Representative Dana Rohrabacher of California as the person who relayed the offer. Rohrabacher, who left office last year, allegedly said that, quote, on instructions from the president, he was offering a pardon or some other way out, if Mr. Assange said Russia had nothing to do with the DNC leaks, according to the lawyers. Rohrabacher said the offer was his idea, not Trump's, saying, quote, "At no time did I talk to President Trump about Julian Assange." Sure, we believe you. Now, if you think Donald Trump's recent spate of pardons was it for a while, not so fast. We now learn that Trump has assembled a team of advisors led by, who else, Jared Kushner, to revamp the pardon system to give the White House more direct control over pardons and commutations and limit the role of the Justice Department in the process. And as What's News goes to press on Thursday morning, Judge Amy Berman Jackson is holding court. It's Roger Stone sentencing happening right now. And after it's done, well, we wait for Trump's pardon announcement in 3, 2, 1. And that's just a bit of What's News for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and The Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Please click on that donate button.